James Cummings does join us. Morning, mate. I know it's been a busy morning down in Melbourne.
Yeah, Andrew. No, thanks for having me.
No, Ron, let's go through them all because it's a big day for Godolphin, hopefully.
Yeah, it certainly is. Three runners in the first, James. Condemned, Rainier, Late. Rainier, by all reports, he's held in high regard by Godolphin.
He is, and he's running two good races so far in a short career. I thought that the 1100 was unsuitable fresh up. I actually had him in a 1250 the week before, but we just weren't happy with him the week before, and therefore going into that first up run off a little bit of a setback wasn't ideal. And I think it unfolded that way, where the filly that he came up against of John Singleton's was just much sharper than him. So the 1300 metres should suit, but it looks like we're up against the Aussie battler again here. He's going to be pretty hard to beat, Singer. More Sundays was very impressive at Geelong, running really good time. So hopefully hopefully we can get one back on him, but I think we're going to be up against it.
Race two, Farolitos, Old North and Suchet.
Look, these horses haven't run placings in a while, but they're in good shape. They're fit, and in a race that's relatively even, apart from the visiting Victorian, who's in great form, but at the end of a long campaign, I think that they're going to need to show something.
Okay, Duke at Valentinois, probably better at a mile. Any expectations?
He's going really well, that horse. The horse will remain going to be very difficult to beat, and I couldn't imagine a world where he'd beat him at set weights and penalties. But I just feel like the horse is ready to run a nice race fresh up, and I was taken by the way the horse was going before we trialled him, and then he jumped out of the ground and trialled well. He's gone to the paddock off two excellent runs last campaign, And he might have just come back a little more fit than he was in his first two runs last time. Not to mention the fact that he was a fraction unlucky in the Southern Cross fresh up last time at Randwick, over a bit shorter. So he's going well, and I'd like to see a positive return from him.
A comment on your Chelmsford runners. You got it somewhat, Mr. Moonlight Magic and Allergic.
Well, Allergic's just going to need racing to get up to a level where he can be competitive over further. Mr. Moonlight Magic has not raced for quite a while, and whilst he's got some very good form, he does need to get back into the swing of it, and a mile looks like the right distance to kick him off in. But weight for age is, of course, very, very hard, particularly looking at the good performances of horses like Unforgotten, Fresh Up and Cabeza de Vaca. They've got the run under their belt now, and he needs to really adjust to the firmer tracks that he's bound to face in Australia. Hopefully Randwick's a little like it was 2 weeks ago, where there was nice moisture even in the ground, even though it was good. And it's somewhat... He's going about his business really nicely, that horse. I think you can put a pen through the last two starts in his campaign last time. We gave him only a three-start prep, and hopefully he rewards us, because he seems to have come back in good shape.
Christabel in race 8, I thought she was an interesting runner. Like, she has a victory over the favourite. She's got form around Sunlight, Pure Relation. That form reads well.
Yeah, she does have good form, and she's going along sweetly. I don't say she's flying, but I'd like to think that she can run a positive race fresh up. Interesting runner here, Uhud. Ronnie, do you think there's ever been a maiden in the country that's won over $1 million in prize money?
Oh, you've got me on the hop there. I'd put my money on no. I'd have to say no. But
she's looked good at Warwick Farm. She's stable. Tony McAvoy's filly's been stable there. So a strong race of fillies. I was impressed by, of course, the return of Fiesta a fortnight ago, and Christabel's on the back foot there. They've had a run under their belt, those fillies. But it'd be great to see her return with good form behind her through Sunlight. And hopefully a promising campaign ahead.
Well, nobody missed the run of Best of Days first up for Godolphin. Is there any query at him staying at 1,400 metres?
Look, I think that the important thing is the horse has got good performances over 1,400 metres to his name, admittedly as a two-year-old. But he's not just an out-and-out mile-and-a-half horse. He's got the runs on the board at 7 and 8 furlongs. He's continued to train well. I found him to be above himself. He left a lot of stored energy in the run there, leaving something in the bag first up. And I think for that reason, we've kept him at 7 furlongs just to make sure we've got a good base to go on with. But I think he's going to know he's in a race today. That horse, he's up against some promising 4-year-olds. Another Dollar going well, and Sambro, he's put 2 good stakes wins together last time. So it won't be easy for the horse. I think he's going to be a real horse of ours to follow if he's good enough to get up and win today.
Just quickly on Melbourne, in race 3, the horse I was actually most interested in asking you about, Istria in race 3. Look, he would go very close to winning this race on his best form. I'm just trying to find a legitimate excuse for last time.
Yeah, I wished we would have got a little more rain like was forecast, because we felt like she didn't quite let down on the firmer track at Rosehill last time. She looks fit and well. I think that this is a race she can run well in, but I think we'd have to wait and see till race day, because we don't tend to get the greatest line on her at home.
Okay, and what about Hummat and the tempo against there first up?
Look, the tempo was against, but she also went to pieces in the enclosure, so we'd like to think that she just, after working on a few things, might be a little more settled in the preliminary today.
Encryption race 6, no guide first up. Could he surprise?
He could. I like him back to 1,200 metres second up, and he's a bit stronger than he was last time, and he obviously had something to offer before getting shut out of a run first up. But he probably is one to keep watching whilst he warms back into form. I thought he could have done a little better in some of his training, but I still wouldn't also wouldn't be completely putting a pin through him running well today.
I shouldn't have left Kemantari this late. How's he come on?
he's great, that horse. He looks in great skin. He's got the benefit out of the run that he needed to a fortnight ago, and look, I think we've got him in great shape third up. We'd be very, very pleased with the condition of the horse whilst he's going into such a whilst he'll need to be, because he's going into such a strong race. This is going to be an important and telling moment in his preparation. And I'd love to see him letting down really well amongst the likes of Happy Clapper and Vega Magic. So this is one to really look forward to.
And finally, Relito's a genuine mare.
She is, and I'd love to see her get a much, much better run than she got last time. This is racing for black type now too, so it's there's a lot more on the line. And getting a tag into the race off some good mares, like horses like I Am Excited, would be wonderful for her to be charging at them late.
James, thanks for all that, taking our call. I hope they all run well for you.
Great. Thanks, guys.